We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis. Ha'imer lachulin sha'eichelach. If someone says lachulin sha'eichelach, which is like saying loichulin, they're saying that the thing I want to eat from you should not be chulin. So what should it be? If it's not chulin, it's going to be something that's also, that's a carbon. It's going to be a carbon. It's not chulin, it's carbon. So loichulin sha'eichelach, the thing I want to eat from you should not be chulin, only it should be automatically a means of a carbon. Then it's aser. If we say loy kosher, it should not be kosher. The opposite of kosher is something that's aser. So I'm saying it should be aser. Aser is lashon shvuah. Loy dachi, not pure. Also, the Rambam brings a raya that dachi sometimes means something that's mutter, because the Gemara says, it's Gemara in Pesachim, he brings that from the Mishnah Idiyas, that ail kamtsa shu dachi, which is a grasshopper shu dachi, that it's mutter to eat. You see, dachi can mean lashon mutter and aser, mutter to eat. So loy dachi means it's aser. Tahar, we have to see what that means. Tahar, v'tamei noiser pigel aser. Also, if you say something is tamei noiser or pigel, also it's a lashon of aserin. It's also a lashon of aserin because tamei noiser pigel are kabanas, and those are davar hanader. So that's also aser. So we said in this mishnah, if someone says that it's not chulin, or someone says it's not kosher, it's not pure, it then means the opposite. It means it's a carbon. It's aser. And if you say tamei noiser pigel is aser. Also, now the word tahar, what does that mean? So the Ran has two pshatim. He says, some say they're not a garisit, not garis the word tar, that's the Ran says. And the other pshat, he says, they have to be garis latar, which like looks like he said, loy dachi, loy tar. And it means loy tar, only tam, you know, only tame. That's what he says, some want to learn. Now the reason why it didn't speak it out with the lamid, because once he spoke it out by dachi, so you understand, dachi and tar are the exact same thing. That's the pshat. But actually, if you look at the Rosh, he learns a little bit different. The Rosh learns that Tahar and Tameh going together. It's like Tahar and Tameh, something that has Tyra and Tumah. That's the Pshat he learns. Something that has Tyra and Tameh. No, it's not. It's the Rosh is like this. So Tahar and Tameh going together. That's what the Rosh learns. And that's a Geshmak Pshat, a little different than the Ran. Now, the Ran Bavarns a question over here. We're going to see in a second. You have to say it with a kaf, ki imra. Let's go back to the Mishnah. It says, if you say ki imra, this kikar, this roll in front of me, should be like an imra, should be like a seh, which means a seh of a carbon. Why? Because stam nadarim is lahachmir, so you have a choice what it means. So you say it means kiseh of a carbon, or kedirim, it means like, I'm trying to say the karbonis that are in the deer, which is in the pen. Ke'etzim, like the etzim that are atzei amaracha, which are hektish. Ki'ishim, like the things they're putting on the Mizbeach. Ki'mizbeach, like the, also means like the things they're putting on the Mizbeach. Ki'ishim, the loss of fire. Ki'mizbeach, I'm saying, I mean like the Kabbalah on the Mizbeach. Ki'heichel, like the Kabbalah is going in the Heichel. Zok the Yaivitz, it means Pshat, like the power of the Sorosh and Mekapurim, which you spritz inside the Heichel. Ki'rushalayim, which means like the Kabbalah is in Yerushalayim. Norda, Be'echam, and Kom, and Shamshim, Mizbeach. Or You use what example one of the Mishamshim is back, which means like the Mizrakais or the pans or the forks, which means the things that you use the forks for. Obviously, Hisker, carbon is a nether of a carbon. It's all a nether of a carbon, because all these things are example of a toss of a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Ha'imer Yerushalayim Le'amaklum. Only if you say Ki Yerushalayim is good, but if you say Yerushalayim Le'amaklum, like the Ran explains, that Lav Dafka. He's arguing Dafka on Yerushalayim, all those things you have to say kid. So the question is that why Noiser Pigel, Tomei Noiser Pigel doesn't need kid? That's the Ran's Kasha. Why don't you need a Lashon of kid, the Lashon of Kaf Adimyan when it comes to those three things? So the Ran answers, because those three things, the name is the Isser. The name is the Isser. So it's automatically saying kid Pigel. But if you have a Seh, you just say Seh, so that's nothing. You're not saying anything. It's not the shame of the Isser. You say, this thing's a seh. It's a seh, it's not a seh, it's a cookie. So there, it's not the shame of Issa. Therefore, you need the kaf adimyan, kiss seh, which means like the seh, like the famous seh of carbon. You need the lashon ke, or ke dirim ke etzim. Mashekim tamen oishu the pigle, where the shame of the name of it is Issa itself, you don't need the kaf adimyan. Sakaponim, that is our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is saying, the first half is saying, lochulin, those cases, loy kosh, loy dachi. Then you have the case of Tomei Noiser Pigel, and you have Ki'imra. You really have three chalakim of our Mishnah. There's three chalakim. The first chalak of our Mishnah is where you say loichulin, or loy kosher. It's a lashon of saying something is not this, and so it must be that. It's like a diuk in his lashonos. That's the first case of the Mishnah. First cases. The second case of the Mishnah, tamei noiser pigol with deer. It's also even had a kaf adimyon. The last case is all with kaf adimyon, and Rav Yehuda speaks out. If you say Yerushalayim lo maklum, you need kaf adimyon dafka. Zok the Gemara. Savrua, the Gemara on top of the Alef and Aleph. Savrua, and they speak out. Savrua here does not mean that it's only a havamina. Savrua means it's maskana also. Savrua, my lechulin. Loy lechulin lahav el carbon. What's lashon lachulin? It reads like this: Loy lechulin lahav. It shouldn't be chulin. El carbon should be a carbon. So money mastis. In which tana is our mishnah like? Ira meyer. If it's like a meyer, it can't be. Less le mechal lav at the shmei hein. Rameyer doesn't hold that you make a diak. That if he says that this is yes, then you say the opposite is no. You don't say such a klal mechal lav at the shmei hein. The tana. I'm learning to the mishnah. Rameyah says, if you make a Tanai, you don't make a Tanai kafel, so then it's not a Tanai, which means like this. You say, if you jump over that brook, I'll give you $100. And if I don't jump over a brook, you won't get $100. Do you have to speak that out or not? So Rameyah says, you have to speak that out. Why? Rameyah, I told you, only give me $100 to jump over a brook. Obviously, if you don't get $100. But Rameyah holds, you don't say that. You have to speak out a Tanai, it's a Tanai kafel. That's what Rameyah holds. Rameyah is not, the way Agumar is learning, it's not Pasha Xer's a caution in Tai Kafel. There's a pshat to it. He doesn't hold Mechal Lavat Shmehim. For example, in the case of Negev Reuven, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you come fight, you will get your chelik in Eva Yarden. But if you don't fight, you won't get it? He says, no, you don't see that. You need Tai Kafel, you speak it out. If you don't go to fight, you won't get the Eva Hanah. You don't get Eva Yarden. So you have to speak it out. So Rameyah holds, you don't say loy chulin means it's a carbon. You don't say shadi. So it can't be Rameyah. It can't be shadi Rameyah. Hello, must be Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Yehuda holds, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. And the Ran speaks out, there's another Mandiyam, Rav Chanino actually holds like that. But Agumar rather say it's Rabbi Yehuda. But Agumar has a kasha, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, aim is safe like the end of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, aim is shalayim le'am aklum. So it is safe for Rabbi Yehuda. If this Rabbi Yehuda makes an appearance at the end of the Mishnah, obviously told them not to go Rabbi Yehuda. I was not talking about until now. Mesev Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Rabbi Yehuda. So it's more cool Rabbi Yehuda. It's really all Rabbi Yehuda. V'achak Tani. This is the Mishnah. The reason why you have to say Kir Yishlaim Ki Imra, Shir Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, Ha'imer Yishlaim Lai Maklum. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yerushalayim alone is not enough. And so our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mishnah. We're just saying that the reason why we said Kir Yishlaim is because Yehuda holds Yerushalayim alone is not enough. So like upon him, we're saying our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda holds Mechal Lava Atashmeh Hein. And I, the Mishnah at the end, it just means Shir Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Frank the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Kir Yishlaim is good. V'chiyama Kir Yishlaim Rabbi Yehuda Mitzah. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Ha'oime Kir Yishlaim Lo Yemaklum Acha Yidav Dov HaKar Yishlaim. There's a braisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds when you say Kir Yishlaim, it's not good. Why? Because we teach that he means like the wood and the stones of Yerushalayim. And that's not Dov HaAnader. We teach it means the Kabbonis Yerushalayim. But there is a Mandi Amar who says, or Huda says, no, Kirishlaim doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean the Kabbalah Shlaim, it means the stones. It means the fancy buildings. It means the Sheraton. I don't know, it means anywhere, something in Shlaim. Sak upon him, Achiyidah B'davah Karv Rishlaim. Sak Timar, you're right, it's still Rabbi Huda. Kul Rabbi Hudi, betray Tanoi Ali Rabbi Huda. It comes out, there's two Tanoi Ali Rabbi Huda. This Tana holds like Rabbi Huda of Mechal Lav at the Shmei Hain. But that part of Kirish Laim is not like Rav Yehuda. So our Tana holds that Rav Yehuda holds that when you say Yerushalayim, you dov akar of Yerushalayim. But all the Tana holds, his das is on Eitzim Vavonim. And you have to be, you have to make an edit after dov akar of and not from Eitzim Vavonim. So Kaponim was saying, Pshana Mishnah, loy chulin is dafka according to Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, you don't say, Mechalav, at the Shmei Hain.